بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، ما بعد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم رب زدني علما. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Beloved respected listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله. With iman and with afiyat, alhamdulillah, we're in this last week of this month of Sha'ban, and the month of Ramadan is starting, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, all of us are in the state of iman, and with iman we have afiyat in respect of every materialistic thing, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. If a person has iman and he has nothing of the dunya and he leaves the dunya with iman, he has eternal success. A person has everything in respect of materialistic things, health, wealth, everything, but he leaves the dunya, the world, without iman, then eternal misery. So alhamdulillah. Beloved friends, we gather here for fikr. The fikr of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahabihi wa barak wa sallam and the sahaba ikiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'een. And whenever I speak in a gathering where it's concerning the fikr, then I try to talk in the limits of the 6 points. Because it's not just something to talk, but it's to put into life. The 6 qualities of the Sahaba Ikiram radiyallahu ta'ala ajma'een, our akabir, our mashayikh, they say, talk about them so much. Talking, any mukhatib, you need to yourself, into the, in so much that it goes into your heart, it goes into your life. Sahaba Ikiram radiyallahu ta'ala ajma'een, the companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahabihi wa barak sunnah, were chosen for the sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahabihi wa barak sallam. They were chosen. The greatest men, the greatest people after the anbiya alayhim wa salatu wa salam are the sahaba ikiram radiyallahu ta'ala ajma'een. No person can equal to the lowest status, to the status of the lowest sahabi, and there's no sahabi that is on a low status. So there's nobody after the sahabas who can equal to them. Sahaba ikiram radiyallahu ta'ala ajma'een, when we study their lives, we see that they had 6 qualities, 6 sifat in them in perfection. Number one is that they had not just the proclamation of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on their tongue, but they had the reality of the first and the second portion of the kalima. They understood the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially right now, in this hal, in this past year that we've been through, testing, and we're tested with our iman at all times. But in this state, now, you know, people are, when they get the jab or vaccination, I'm immune. A believer never says that. Everything turns towards Allah, he looks at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah protects me. Allah gives me shifa. Allah gives me sickness. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said. And when I become sick, Allah cures me. And the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, such a lovely prophet that he's even teaching us how to speak concerning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That being that created me, Alladhi khalaqani fa huwa yahdini, who also guided me, who gave me to eat, gave me to drink. And not that who gave me sickness, but when I become sick, he gives me shifa. So in reality, Allah does everything. But then look at this muhabbat and love. This is a very delicate point that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِي. But shifa is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right now, people are in this ajeeb state concerning musabbibul asbab in asbab, concerning sabab. And alhamdulillah, the brothers who got in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because iman, gets to do nafi, to negate everything besides Allah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. It's so much, because our talks are full of this, alhamdulillah. So the brothers understand. So before taking any medicine, before anything, ya kafi, ya shafi, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah is the doer of everything. Whatever halat is going to come upon us, whatever is, Allah is the doer. And today we live in a society, in a time that in seconds, so much negativity, so much negative. People have all this negative news. Rush to the hospital, so and so. Oh, this happened. Yeah, that's happening. Everything is happening, yes. Then what happens is our focus is towards panic, towards other situations, the chaos around. And especially our older, elder ones. So they already have in a state of worry. But the person focuses attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Turn to Allah with sabr and salah in all situations. So a person, he should turn his focus to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have good expectation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. Allah is so great and Allah is so merciful and so kind. You have expectation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is according to your expectation with Him. When Iblis is on a point, when Allah is rebuking him, get out, fakhruj. But what's his expectation with Allah? What's his expectation with Allah? In the Quran, he even says, "In yaqafullah, in yaramala taroon, in yaqafullah." I see what you don't see, I fear Allah. Two, three places in the Quran where Iblis says, I fear Allah. So here, he had understanding that it's my expectation with Allah is something. And Allah, according to his expectation, accepted his dua. At the time when he's disobeying Allah, Allah said, get out here. فَخْرُجْ فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيمٌ. You're rebuked. He said, قَالَ رَبِّ فَانْزِرْنِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. We say, رَبِّ 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 يَا اللَّهُمَّ 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 in our duas, yeah? This is exactly what he said, رَبِّ. My Allah, my Rabb. فَانْزِرْنِي. Give me respite until the day of judgment. Allah says, قَالَ فَإِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْذَرِينَ. You have been given respite. Your dua is accepted straight away. Did he not understand? But look at his expectation. Look at his expectation right at the time of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His expectation with Allah is something. I am with my servant according to his expectation with me, about me. This is so important at this time, beloved friends. And Sahaba, subhanallah, this is why they could even drink poison and could not, no effect upon them. Our iman is very weak. We cannot try out all these different things that the Sahabas did. They didn't just try it, the iman was like that. We would try to test something, okay, oh, does this really work? Not with yaqeen, we do something. So, beloved friends, we see, so la ilaha illallah. Nothing is worthy of worship besides Allah. Allah is the doer of everything. Everything we see, Allah is doing. وما أصابكم من مصيبة فبما كسبت أيديكم ويعفو عن كثير. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. What our hands have earned, this is what we're going to see. Whatever. All the decisions are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah decides our affairs. This is why every time we should be crying, Allah, Allah, enable us. Every ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to put up to Allah such a'mal of such sincerity, such ikhlas, such maqbooliyat, such acceptance, that good decision comes down for the makhluk at large. Makhluk at large. Any, our brothers and sisters in humanity, whatever faith they may be in. In animals, for all makhluk, Allah bringing down good. You know, a person should have this jazbat all the time in his, whatever a person does. It could even be, a person could be lifting an obstacle which can injure somebody from the road. Even with that, amal do have so much power when they're maqbool in the Allah. Imam Nawawi rahmullah alayhi, in the chapter at the beginning of Ikhlas al-Niyyah, because that's one of the points that we're going to discuss too. The foundation of everything is Ikhlas, sincerity. He mentions about three such people who were traveling in the previous Ummah, and a storm overtook them. They took shelter in a cave. And when they took shelter in the cave, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala threw down a boulder, a big massive rock stone boulder, cover up the cave entrance, which three of them could not push and move to the side and get out. Allah inspired in one of them that let's make dua, let's talk to Allah. Talk to Allah. In dua, talking to Allah, asking from Allah. Let's make dua to Allah with an amal, with an action which we've done solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe if that amal is maqbool in the Allah, in the sight of Allah, and Allah is pleased with the amal, maybe He might take us out from this calamity. Otherwise, we're just going to have to wait for death. So, one of them says, "O Allah, I had parents that I loved very much, and I done khidmat, and I used to serve them in the best possible manner as I can. And it was my habit that when I used to go out with my animals and I used to milk them, soon as I used to bring the milk home at night, the first thing would be feeding my parents and then my family members. One night, out in search of greenery for my animals, and it got late coming back, my mom and dad, parents fell asleep. So I milked the animals, goats or whatever, sheep, and had the milk ready, in the bowl in my hands, and took it to my parents' bedside, and I saw that they're both sleeping. I did not want to disturb my parents. So I held the bowl of milk standing there. Remember, in this narration, we can't actually do istidlal, or we can't use this narration as a proof, because this is in the previous ummah. My children were crying there that feed us, but it was my habit that my parents, my parents first, them, then whatever. Don't ask a mufti the masla about this. Understand, I'm not giving you a masla that if your parents are there and your wife and children are there, who do you have to feed first? Ask a mufti. Right? But this was an amal. It's in the hadith, authentic hadith. So he said, "Ya Allah, so I did not, and my children are crying until the flusk of dawn, until dawn appears. Then they woke up and they had the milk, then I fed my children. My children were crying. Oh Allah, if I did this for your sake, move this calamity that has befallen us." So a little light came, but no, they could not pass through. The second one said, O Allah, I had a cousin sister, which I very much loved. I was in love with her, intoxicated in her love, and I wanted to commit that act with her. But she had none of me. She was fearing Allah. She had none of me. One time, a desperate situation came over her of poverty. So she came to me and she said, I will fulfill your desire on the condition that I give her 120 dirhams or dinars. So it was agreed. Just when I was ready, she said, Ittaqillah, fear Allah, do not break the seal unlawfully. If you're not married to me, you cannot touch me. So what I done is I left the money and walked away from there. And I did not have her. Oh Allah, move this calamity. Allah move. And the third person said, Oh Allah, I had people who used to work for me. And I just pay them. So one person, when I give him his wages, he became upset and left. You know, sometimes it's itnai and some person gets upset. But if you owe somebody something, أُعْتُ الْعَجِيرَ قَبْلَ يَجِفَّ يَرْقَهُ give your employer, the worker, before his sweat dries up, give him his wages. So he became upset, he left. But his wages, I kept it and I invested it. And in the investment, there was a lot of barakah. And after many years, he comes to me one day and he says to me, and after many years, what had happened is because many goats, sheep, and slaves, etc., all that accumulated because of that, his wages that I invested in business. He came to me one day and he said to me, give me my wages. And I said to him, take all this. He said, just give me my wages, don't joke around. I said, no, this is all yours. He didn't leave nothing, he took it all. Oh Allah, if I done this for your sake, move this calamity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moved the calamity and they walked out. This was previous ummah. None of them said, I was read so much tahajjud and I did this, I did this, I did that. If you look at their, it was mu'amalat and mu'asharat. If you look at what they were doing and what three things they were, what were they? One day, I prayed salat at night, one day I started crying or I did this or that. It was concerning parents. It was concerning a person, mu'amalat, or somebody that's working for you. It concerns such a thing that which is the hardest. Just today, I was listening to my beloved Ustaz, Hazrat Mufti Shabbir Sahib Ahmad Barakatuhum's bayan, just recently. And he was mentioning the seven such people who will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day when there will be no shade but the shade of Allah's throne. And he was mentioning about وَرَجُلٌ زَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ, the seventh person, the person who remembers Allah in solitude, and then in the solitude, remembering Allah, what, in his fear, in the love of Allah, or just remembering Allah in any way, but tears flow down his eyes. So he was mentioning that in this hadith, he was mentioning that hadith, and he said, the ulama, they say, who was the most afdal out of the seven? وَرَجُلٌ That imra'at, that mansab wa jamal. A person out of those seven, one is that young lad, that young man, that youth, that mehr, that a woman of beauty and a status in society calls towards the forbidden act and he says, I fear Allah. So he was explaining that in there and in these three, which was the most Afzal amal. They're all afzal because they're maqbool. They're all afzal because they're maqbool. Anything that's maqbool is afzal. It's the greatest. But they say, the ulama, they say, this act, the youngsters are here. And the month of taqwa is coming. Fasting is for taqwa. The month passes by and we don't attain taqwa. Why is that? Because it's the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that on the last day of Sha'ban, as we read in Fadaili Ramadan, Qutb al-Aqtab, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, one of his Zakariya, in the first hadith, narrates that long narration of Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala, narrating Ibn Khuzaymah, And also Imam Bayhaqi has narrated this. So this narration, Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu said, Rasulullah on the last day of Sha'ban gave us a talk, a speech. So because of that sunnah, obviously I'm going to be talking about Ramadan because it's going to come in. So the month of taqwa, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, their taqwa, their society, their fear of Allah, their consciousness of Allah. It wasn't that a person had to study 10 years in madrasa to get that taqwa. It was a common thing in their society. How common was it? That a person could walk out into the desert and talk to a shepherd and see what kind of taqwa he would have. What kind of taqwa? Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once when he went out, he met a shepherd there on the hillside. And he asked, can I have some milk from the goats? He said, I'm not the owner. They don't belong to me. I'm not the Malik, so I have no rights to give the milk from these. So Umar ibn Khattab wanted to really test him. So he had coins. He said, I give you this. You give me a goat, and I'll milk and I'll take it. I'll give you this money. You go back to your master. You have the money. And the simple thing, you say that a wolf ate your goat. You say a wolf ate your goats, and that happens. The shepherds on the hillside, every day a goat disappears out of the 200, 300, 400, 500 goats. It's not a big deal. You do that. Huh? Where's Allah? Hey, where's Allah? He said, where's Allah? I'm going to do this with you, Umar. He didn't know this was Umar ibn Khattab. But he said, I'm going to do this with you, but what is my Allah? My Allah is watching me. How can I do this? How can I cheat my master like this? This was a common thing in their society. As we mentioned, you know, the story of that girl who said, no, we can't do this. There was an announcement. Amir al-Mu'mineen has made the announcement. It's forbidden. We cannot add milk. We cannot add water to the milk. If you remember the story, and then Umar al-Khattab remembered the house, and then one of his sons, and then Umar bin Abdul Aziz comes from that family through that marriage of the son of Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, because he just, what? This is the way he chose a daughter-in-law too. On the basis of taqwa. This was this common society because the sahabas were up there on that level. Every single one of them, every single one of the sahabil. So they had these six qualities in perfection. So la ilaha illallah, to understand the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we went into taqwa a little because the month of taqwa is coming. And we don't become muttaqi because we don't spend the Ramadan in the manner that Ramadan should be spent. If we read in Fadail Ramadan, under the hadith, Qutb al-Aqtab Nawarullah Markadu mentions that a fasting person should not, you know, argue. And then he says, when somebody poses an argument with you, you say, Inni Sa'im, I am fasting. And if he doesn't understand, then explain to yourself, Inni Sa'im. Muraqabah, meditate and know. Today, we don't, many times we do things and we don't even understand. This is why our Akabir Mashaykh, when we go, they said, and to bring even intention is important. We don't even bring intention. We don't even have intention when we do something. And then, to make sure all the way through from the beginning, the middle, to the end, it's pure, 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 just for the sake of Allah. Whatever. Whatever a person does, that he has to make sure his intention is pure, just for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So, when a person pulls one with you, argument, then you explain to yourself in your heart, I am fasting. That this meditation of I am fasting is in the whole time of your fasting, you should understand that I am fasting. What does that mean? Allah made insan from nasiya. He has in him to forget. They said insan, the madda of that is nasiya, he forgets. And this is human. So if a person ate to his fill and he forgot he was fasting, his fast is complete. Allah fed him. And a person, just one minute or half a minute before sunset, purposely he ate, he has to do qada of that fast. Well, if he ate purposely, yeah, that's a different. But I mean, he ate even by mistake. He thought the time is there, sunset, but the sun hasn't set, and after 1 minute it's set. Even though he stayed starving all day, he has to do qada of that fast. And the person, he forgetfully, he ate to his fill, he drank to his fill. His fast is totally complete. Somebody after said, hey, you're fasting. He said, oh, I was fasting, I forgot. So, you do forget that you're fasting when you're fasting, but this muraqab, this meditate, this feeling that I am fasting, so can I see, can I hear, can I talk that which is prohibited in the state of fasting or without fasting? If a person is not fasting and the person is fasting, there's no difference from him in committing zina of the eyes. If you're fasting, you're not allowed to do zina of the eyes. If you're not fasting, you can't do zina. If you are fasting, you can. Okay? The halal drink, halal water, halal food, halal wife, that's halal for you, but you're fasting, nobody's watching you. You will not have the halal drink. You will not have the halal water. You're very thirsty. Even then you won't drink water because you know you're fasting. But what happens is our eyes, our ears, our mouth, our tongue, in the whole fast, we do all those things which are prohibited at all times. Then at the end of Ramadan, we're not muttaqi. So Allah give us the quality of the Sahaba to understand the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is to understand Allah, the greatness of Allah. Who the Allah, the mercy of Allah. Who is Allah? Allah is the doer of everything. So today, right now, many and our people feel that they're immune. I have experienced, alhamdulillah, Allah teaches a lot in our life. When you go to the African countries, malaria is something that breaks out a lot, right? Or it's not breaks out, it's malaria is a common thing that everybody gets, and many Africans, and if they're Muslim Africans, they get shahadat in there because it's also a means of, sickness. If you can afford, you can't afford the medicine though, and malaria is a killer, and many do. I remember one year when I went to my doctor, a Muslim pious doctor, I went, and then he said, you have to take the course of medicine, tablets or whatever, it's a course 1 week before, and that's only the time, and I went probably about 9-10 times to Africa, but that was only the time I took it. And that's the only time I became very sick with malaria. Allah said, you challenged me. Zakaria, you challenged me. I took malaria tablet. No, you don't need to read Bismillah alladhi la yadurru. A'udhu bi kalimatillahi tam. Qul huwallahu ahad. You don't need to read this. Alhamdulillah, I was probably reading it. Alhamdulillah. Allah probably still gave me tawfiq to read it. But probably it wasn't that strong. It wasn't that strong. It wasn't to that level. Because why? I have the medicine in me. So I have the shot. I have the vaccination. Nothing's going to happen. Inna lillahi. Just going for Jummah today. And just before we got to the masjid, I said to my friend and my sons, look what he said on that. Just a big mask. And I said, I wear the mask so to protect my parents. A picture of a child. I wear the mask to protect my... Now, a believer, remember, shirk, forms of shirk. There was a pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he was brought in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah said to him, what did you bring to me? So he said, Allah, I have nothing besides la ilaha illallah. I have nothing besides la ilaha illallah. What do I have? What can I say? He said, oh, you have la ilaha illallah. Allah said, do you remember the night of the milk? He said, Allah, I don't even have la ilaha illallah. But through your mercy, you forgive me. What was the night of the milk? Yesterday night I had the milk, so I have this problem. We don't know when Allah... When Allah is going to grab, or what's going to happen? A person always has to fear and he has to have great hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For he can never have ujb, he can never have takabbur, he can never think I am something exceptional or I have it. So the year I took some medicine, the course, before I went, because of obviously the doctors, obviously the physical doctor will always encourage you according to their knowledge what is good for you, right? Obviously, there's nothing wrong with it. So, and took it. So that year I got the worst malaria. I've never ever got malaria, and that was the worst malaria I ever had, and I became very sick. So I understood. Well, Allah sometimes shakes us to teach you. Yeah, to teach us. Okay. So many, alhamdulillah, people are, I'm not going into that. I'm just teaching us, myself and you, that everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're wearing the mask, you're keeping your distance, you're doing all the things, but you haven't read your du'as in the morning of protection. You haven't read Bismillah alladhi la yadurruna. You haven't read A'udhu bi kalimatillahi. You haven't read Falak al-Nas. And there's also another amal that I'll teach you today. Hazrat Tanvi, Hazrat Maulana Shafi'i Tanvi nawwarallahu murqadahu, mentions, at the time when the plague breaks out, and you hear of dead bodies coming in, meaning you hear that people are dying in this plague or this sickness, whatever it is, this pandemic, a person, you hear that, you know, a person, people are dying in that. He said, then what you should do is you should read Salawat Durood Sharif on Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam 3 times and read Surah Inna Anzalnahu Fi Laylatil Qadr 3 times. Why Surah Qadr? Maybe because it has Salam, Salam, Hi, Hatta, Matla, Shafar. Tafawul, taking, you know, a good like the Sunnah of Nabi Kim in there. Maybe because of that, or well, there may be some other hikmah. And read Surah Inna Anzalnahu Fi Laylatil Qadr, Surah Qadr 3 times, Surah Fatiha 3 times, and the 6th ayat of Shifa 3 times. When a person once saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Are you not aware of the ayats of Shifa? Are you not aware of the ayats of Shifa?" And the ayats of Shifa are those ayats where they have the words of Shifa in it. وَيَشْفِي صُدُورَ قَوْمِ مُؤْمِنِينَ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بُطُونِهَا شَرَابٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينِ قُلْ هُوَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هُدًى وَشِفَاءٌ. These ayats have the word shifa in it. And you know, I tell you why this amal would be so powerful. Because when you say this word shifa, 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 wa yashfi, shifa, you will feel the effect of shifa. So 3 times these 6 ayats. And again, if you want to make any amal powerful and you want it to reach Allah, what's the secret? Salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So salawat 3 times again. Salawat 3 times at the beginning, 3 times. Surah Inna Anzalna Fi Laylatil Qadr. Sorry, did I say Surah Fatiha? 3 times Surah Fatiha 2. 3 times Surah Fatiha 2. I missed that out. Surah Fatiha is Surah Shifa. Surah Fatiha is Surah Shifa. If anybody's sick, you read Salawat on Rasulullah 3, 5, 7 times, whatever. Read Surah Fatiha 7 times. And Salawat on Rasulullah blow on the person, be cured. If you know Salallahu Azeem, Rabbul Ashir Azeem, and Yashfiq 7 times. Azhab al-Bas, Rabb al-Nas, all these du'as from hadith. So this amal, Hazrat Tanvi says, and he says, if then in a jug or a bottle of water or whatever in your house, you blow in it, and everybody could drink that. And all the people who drink that in the house will stay, inshallah, they'll stay immune from the plague or the pandemic or whatever is broken out. Nothing will happen to them, inshallah. Inshallah. This is just, let's always turn to Allah. Bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma'a ismihi. The things in hadith, they're the most powerful, what Rasulullah has given us. Yaqeen in them. So now, if you've done all these, then after that comes the mass, after that comes the distance, after that comes this, all the other things. So then when I read that sign on the bus, and I said, Allahu Akbar. So then I just got out of the car to get into the masjid. I said, Khuda Hafiz. I said to him, I don't say usually Khuda Hafiz. Allah Hafiz. Yeah, we say Assalamu Alaikum when I leave the majlis. Rasulullah, when he said Salam 3 times. So the ulamas, they explained 3 times what. So he said, Assalamu Alaikum in turn. And then Assalamu Alaikum before talking. And then Assalamu Alaikum leaving. Or some say, Assalamu Alaikum, Assalamu Alaikum, Assalamu Alaikum. So how do you explain that Rasulullah used to say salam three times in a majlis? So when he came in, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Before he started speaking, assalamu alaikum. When he left, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. So usually I say salam when I leave, but that I said khuda hafiz. Then I said that sign, what did it say? Now a child, they can read that, everyone. What is it instilling into the hearts of all of us? I wear this so my mom and dad stay protected. Hafiz is Allah. Protector is Allah. Never. I said that if a person actually thinks this and his thoughts, you know how upset Allah could be? Then when we come to Allah and Allah says, what did you bring? And you say, La ilaha illallah. Allah could say, do you not remember? What's going to happen to us? Many times we commit this type of shirk or this type of, and we don't even know it. Shirk kafi or riya, ostentation, that is also shirk asgar, to do things for name, fame and show. And there are sometimes our thoughts and our ways. And now we're bombarded with so much different things that subhanAllah, we go into ajeeb halat. Allah protect, Allah protect. So beloved friends, la ilaha illallah, Allah is dua. And Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to love and to know the huquq and to have that connection with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the way Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had connection with us. To follow in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at all times, all places, all situations. This is why a person even makes dua, Allahumma rizukna ittiba nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam zahiran wa batinan wa qawlan wa fa'lan wa ibadan wa adatan wa akhlaqan wa tafakkuran. In tafakkur, in thoughts too, how did Rasulullah think in all situations? Allahumma rizukna ittiba nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi kulli zaman, at all times, wa fi kulli makan, in all places, wa fi kulli hal, in all situations. Hal, everybody's in a hal, different situations. Some people are depressed, some people are happy, some people they're hearing death. So there's different states, but Rasulullah went through all hals. In fact, the hals that Rasulullah went in respect of dunyavi troubles and calamities, none of you and me have gone through it. How would a father feel if a daughter comes home divorced? Imagine two daughters at the same time coming home divorced. Imagine burying all your children and your grandchildren in your life, except one, and two grandchildren. All your sons and daughter, you bury them, or they die in your life. All your grandchildren, except two, and one daughter, Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, and all the other ones. If you talk about sabr, because the month al-shahru sabr, there's a month of Ramadan is sabr. What is sabr in reality? Sabr عن المعصية صبر على الإطاع صبر على المصيبة. And this is why two things where Allah gives tremendous reward. One is in the next month is fasting. I become His reward, I become its reward. The faster people, Allah, and Allah Himself will give. And إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب. For sabr, we can't imagine how much reward Allah is going to give. But what is the meaning of sabr? Sabr, in the true sense. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. The Sahabas understood the reality of this. So beloved friends, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, in every situation, the person should be in deep thought of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the time. And the love. And you can just see, what did Rasulullah do? What did he say? Anytime. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he do? Turn towards the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, they had salah in perfection. Salah. And I was mentioning just the other day too to friends, look, our salah, subhanallah. When Allah has now opened the masajid for us, we can come for salah. Beloved friends, it's so sad. What the Muslim ummah, what state do we stand in respect of salah? How many of us do perform salah? And then how many of us do perform salah in the Masjid wa Jama'ah? And how many ever take care of takbir ula safi awwal at-tayammun fi safi al-awwal ya takbir ula? That's not, that's rare, something that's uncommon, not in existence. And when we hear about the Salafi Salihin, if we look at the Salafi Salihin, and we're talking about Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, if we talk about Imam Bukhari, talk about any of the Salafs, talk about any of our Sahaba, talk about anybody, Sahaba, Tabi'in, Tabi'in, talk about anybody whose name that we still talk about and we still follow in that. Just look at their lives, even their individual life, and look at their tabattul ilallah, look at their tahajjud, look at their Quran khatams, look at their, with that, their mu'amalat, mu'asharat, was so amazing. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmahullah alayhi, he never slept at night. Every night he used to do a Quran khatam like Imam Shafi too. Every night. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, his 300 rakats daily. Just today in my Ustaz Bayan, Mufti Shabir's Bayan, I heard him say from Hazrat Mufti Sayyid Palanpuri that 50 salat was made for us, so we should try to read. It's mustahab, he said, that we should have 50 rakats in a day, total up any of all our salats. So when I heard that, I go, SubhanAllah, let's see if we are reading Awabin, Chash, Duha, all these other salats. So salat wa jama'ah, takbir ula. So, because I'm just saying an effort-wise. So, alhamdulillah, if we're reading 5 times daily salat, are we reading salat with jama'at? If we're reading salat with jama'at, are we reading with what, the zahirin stuff first? Remember the zahirin stuff first. Takbiri ula and tayamun fi safil awwal, whatever, whatever. And inshallah, nowadays, because of the situation, wa innama li kulli imrin ma nawa, wa innama li imrin ma nawa, whatever a person intends, he gets the reward for. And if he was in his life, now this is why, beloved friends, it's very important. The halats that we have right now, we don't know what the halats are going to be tomorrow. When we have this, or any halat which is open for us, when we can do something, let's do it. Because when the halat comes that we can't, and we're there home crying and we can't come to the masjid, we will get the reward 100%. This is an expectation with Allah. No way that Allah is going to... In fact, probably even more. The other day, one uncle in the masjid, he was so depressed and so upset. He goes, I was on the top floor. And he goes, after Asr Salat, I went, because it was a little bit cold in the main prayer hall. So I went into the back room, an upstairs back room. And I forgot. And I was reading my Surah Al-Tabarak and all this stuff. And I was reading. And I didn't hear the adhan, iqamat, and the whole salat went. My whole salat. And he was crying. And I was in the masjid, on the top floor, and my whole salat went. And I said, I know old people, I know my father right now. 84 years old, Allah prolong his shadow with afia. I know right now, sometimes, you know, dad, this is... They totally forget. So old age. And when my mom said, when our old parents say, I forgot, beloved son, what should you say? I'm young and we forget all the time. Are these old, they're going to forget all the time. It's nothing wrong. This is insan, forgetting. So he totally missed his Maghrib Salat. He was in the masjid before Asr. Joined Asr Salat. He came in the masjid 5-10 minutes before Asr. He prayed Asr Salat with Jama'at. He was busy in his mullah, he didn't even azan it, and his whole salat, Maghrib salat of Jamaat went, and he came down, he was crying, and he said, this is what happened to me. And after, when I read my salah and I was going out, he done ishara to me, and obviously he's my dad's friend, and a person, if you're a dad's friend, you have to show adab to them, you have to show respect to your dad's friend. If he has a beard or not, he's still your dad's friend. Understand? If he's your dad's friend, you're supposed to take off your imamah, you're supposed to give him your car. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, he once saw a person and he gave him his amama and he gave him his mount. And somebody said, this is a simple person, you give him so much stuff. So he said, His father was a friend of my father. Not even this is my father's friend. So how much adab should you show your father's friends? So he called me and I went to him straight after and I said, cha-cha. So he said, oh, this is what happened. He's crying. I said, I said to him, you got the full reward. And you know what? Right now, I think that maybe the halat that you're in of crying is probably way better than any of our salat. And probably you're getting more. And I even think that Allah accept our weak ibadah that we put forward through this person's regret of him missing salat. We don't know who's accept at what time. Allah is al-Ghani. Beloved friends, today, if we live in a state that I am something, this and that, we are so far off. Wallahi, when I look at myself, wallahi, I say, wallahi. And what would people say? If I ask them, pious, Monzaka is pious, pious. Oh, this, but we're in a different world. No, no, no. There's nothing of piety happening to me. The halal, you need, the, when we see it, I say the Sahaba, they would whip us, munafiq, how are you doing imamah to me? And everything is so different, so different. We live so different. But alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, don't become despondent. Oh, because why? What Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did say, you sahabas, you leave 1/10, you're goners. There'll be a time when they just hold on 1/10 and they're successful people. And this is the time, you're like, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Whatever Allah can do. So beloved friends, our salat too. You know, perfect our salat. Allah enable us to. So those who are reading salat 5 times, alhamdulillah, salat with jama in the masjid. And then if Allah brings other halats and we can't, we'll get all the reward, inshallah, for coming to the masjid, etc. Then the Sahaba radiallahu anhu had ilm. Talab al-ilm fariidatun ala kulli muslim. For every believer, that much knowledge which concerns him is necessary. If you get married, now you have to know the Muslim size of marriage. If you start a business, now you have to know the Muslim size of business. You have to read 5 times daily salah as soon as you're baligh. So you have to know all the rules and regulations of purity and salah and things concerning salah. So that much ilm is necessary. Today, we see the jahalat that is so common, ignorance. And the biggest, saddest thing is that we don't even acknowledge, we don't even know that we're jahil. Like, I don't even know that I'm jahil. So, with ilm, obviously, ilm gives a rafa. The person has to have zikrullah, remembrance of Allah. Remembrance of Allah. And Allah has made that so easy because it's so necessary. It's so necessary for our spiritual being, for our ruh, for ourself, for our spiritual body, that Allah has made it so easy and there's no limit and there's no condition. A person doesn't need to face Qibla. A person doesn't need to be in the state of wudu. Because why? It's so necessary. It's so important. This is why that every breath, in every breath it should be Allahu, Allahu. Lakabir Mashaykh, they state that. Every breath, any. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Qadir Raipuri Nawarullah Makadu used to say, Akbarul Kabair. Now, one of the greatest sins, ek lamhe ke liye bhi Allah ki zikr se ghafil hona. Greatest of sins is even for 1 second to be ghafil from the remembrance of Allah, to be unaware, to be in negligence of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zikrullah. And this is why Allah has made it so common in udhkurullah zikran kathira. And when Allah says, Inna al-Muslimina wal-Muslimat wal-Mu'minina wal-Mu'minat wal-Qanitin wal-Qanitat, at the end He says, وَذَاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَذَاكِرَاتٍ. Abundance of dhikr, dhikr, so much dhikr. The life is full of dhikr. And obviously the great dhikr in Ramadan and the greatest, the nisbat that a person gets with Allah is the dhikr and recitation of the Qur'an. Tilawat al-Qur'an is afdal dhikr. So inshallah in Ramadan, you know, make these ma'mulat, raqabir mashaykh, how much Quran they used to read, people are huffaz and ulama, how much Quran should we read, how, you know, everybody should have a target, and you know, Quran recitation too, our daily istighfar, daily tasbihat, daily salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then if you're prescribing, you're connected and need your other types of zikr, do zikr, zikr, in abundance. Like the way, you know, dhikr is so important, that's why Allah has made it so easy and so common. That, like the way we breathe, Allah has made it so easy for everyone to breathe. Same way, Hazrat Maulana Ilyas ibn Nawrullah Murkaduhu, when they saw his physical state, they saw that this person is dead, but we don't know how he's alive. Qutub al-Aqtab, the Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Nawrullah Murkaduhu, he went to meet who? Hazrat Maulana Asadullah, who was teaching in Mazahir Ulum too, Khalifa Hafiz Thanvi Nawarullah Murkaduhu. He was sick. So he said, I came to see you because you're sick and I'm going to class right now. So Hazrat Shaykh Nawarullah Murkaduhu, Hazrat Maulana Asadullah, used to also know English. And his thermometer was showing 103, 104. Hazrat Qutb al-Aqtab said, oh, subhanAllah, let me see the thermometer. He put it in his mouth, and 107. And he said, 107, you're supposed to be dead? And he goes, I'm going to class to teach. مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيَّةِ. The example of a person, a live person, is a dhakir. مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَمَثَلُ الَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ رَبَّ مَثَلُ الْمَيِّتِ. So مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيَّةِ. The example of a person doing dhikr and the one who's not doing dhikr is like a live and a dead person. So this body, this inner self needs that dhikr of Allah. And if we study the lives of our akabiri tabligh, subhanallah, what types of zikr they did? We don't read about them. Read about Hazrat Mu'in al-Yassar, read about Hazrat Mu'in al-Yassar, read about Hazrat Mu'in al-Sayyid Khan Sahib, read about the Mufti Zainab, Hazrat Mu'in Umar Palunpuri Sahib, Hazrat Mu'in Yusuf Sahib, all the Kabir Mashaykh, read about them, those who left dunya, and stay in their sahaba. Allah enable us to. And time's up. So, Tashkibir? Hello? Allah enable us to act upon what has been said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change the halat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to do such a'mal which brings good decisions down for the whole makhluk. Subhanallah.
To bring all this into our life, inshallah, we need to take our time, inshallah. So who's ready, inshallah, to bring all this amal into the life, inshallah? This Amin?
3 days every month, and 4 days
after another month. 5 months?
So those who never spend 4 months, inshallah, first, we need to go out for 4 months so we can learn. What's your number?
3 days every month and inshallah 3 days.
What do you need, man?
October, November.
October. Who else inshallah?
12 days, cash, mashallah.
Ahmad? 40 days? Cash? From now? Inshallah.
Solomon. 40.
40 days? From when? Today, mashallah. Cash. Anybody else, inshallah? We make intention, we get the reward immediately. We actually go, then it's multiplied. It's free reward, inshallah. Is it right?
40 days.
Which month? Which month? June, July, August.
Together.
Who else in Chile?
July.
July? Elders will say the people we saw giving the names to be written are the same people we saw going. So again and again we need to give our name.
Beloved friends, make intention inshallah. When you make intention, you get the rewards straight away. True intention. And we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So you made intention right now, and tomorrow you're gone, there you got the free reward. And tomorrow other halats happen, you can't, still you get the reward. Make intention, inshallah.
10 days. December.
Your name?
Imran.
What masjid?
Masjid Nagir.
All of us, inshallah, need to make intention. And the elders, they say, Pichla Salka bhi dena hai, wo Salka bhi, you know. We need to do kaza of the last years also. So not to delay until the end of the year. Inshallah. Think also about last year's chilla. Many of us missed, inshallah. We need to make up, inshallah. Anybody else, inshallah? So inshallah, every day inshallah we can, within our units inshallah, with our partner, we can go for jawla, you know, for exercise is essential. So when we are going for gasht inshallah, we can call the sati outside on his driveway, 5 people is allowed outside. So we can give dawat inshallah, keeping our distance inshallah. Very important that we give dawat every day. Every day go out for mulaqat. Sit in Mashura, give karguzari, take the new takazas, inshallah. It's also very important we sit in Talim. Sit in Talim in the masjid, establish Talim at home. Now, many people are working from home, they're saving the commuting time, so more time to spend with the family. It's very important that we, you know, there's no excuse now for missing the Talim, inshallah. Right? And then 3 days, inshallah, we'll make Mashura, inshallah. 15% is still allowed, so inshallah we'll make mashallah if Jamaats can still go, inshallah. All of us ready for this, inshallah?
Welcome. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك Oh Allah, accept our gathering, Oh Allah, accept all the a'mals which we put forward to you, Allah. Ya Allah, bring good decisions down for the makhluk, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those brothers who've made intention, Ya Allah, accept their intentions, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy for us to go out in your path, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us strive in your path, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept all of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever works of deen that are going around in the world, whatever anybody is doing anywhere, Ya Allah, give all the workers, give every ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give each ummati the tawfiq to do such a'mal which brings good decisions down for all the makhluk, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept all the workers who are doing work, Ya Allah, and give unity, muhabbat, and love, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that you love, Ya Allah, accept them all, Ya Allah, and make them a blessing for the ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, forgive the ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, guide the ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, take away the calamities from the ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, protect the ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam from all types of fitan, internal, external. Allah, mahfaz ummat Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam min al-fitan ma dhahara minha wa ma batan. Allah, maghfir wa raham wa tajawuz wa afi wa farij al-karam ummat Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, mahdi an-nas wa ja'alna jami'a. Allah, mahdina wa hdi bina wa ja'alna sabil hidayah. Ya Allah, there are many brothers and sisters who are very sick. Ya Allah, give them shifa'i kamila, ajila, da'im, mustamirra. Ya Allah, those who have become shaheed in this sickness, Ya Allah, forgive them all and give them the status of shahadat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we always ask for afiyat. We don't ask for any calamity. Indeed, we are so weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you put us into any type of sickness, Ya Allah, or any halat upon us, Ya Allah, and any calamity upon us, Ya Allah, if you put us into Allah, Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, enable us to follow in the footsteps of this Rasulullah, the Sahaba Kiram, that how they dealt with the halat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, enable us to turn towards you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we're weak, Ya Allah. We always ask for afiyat. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyat fi dunya wal-akhirah. Ya Allah, we ask for afiyat in dunya and akhirah. Allahumma rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. Ya Allah, we ask for hasana, all the good of dunya and hasan, and in the akhirah too we ask for hasana, and Allah save us from the punishment of the fire of hell. Ya Allah, Forgive us, Allah, Allahumma inna nad'uka Allah, wa nad'uka ar-Rahman, wa nad'uka al-Bar-Rahim, wa nad'uka bi asma'ika al-husna kulliha ma 'alimna minha wa ma lam na'lam, anta ighfir lana wa tarhamna ya arhamar rahimin, anta ighfir li ummati sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa arham ummati sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Allahumma rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun lana lil-muttaqin imama. Ya Allah, our parents, if we have our parents, ya Allah, enable us to attain your pleasure through our parents, khidmat in their du'as, ya Allah. And those whose parents have passed away, Allah, you give them Jannat al-Firdaus. And ya Allah, you forgive their sins, ya Allah. Ya Allah, all our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba Kiram, the Tabi'in, the Tabi' Tabi'in, the Muhaddithin, the Fuqaha, the Ulama, the Mashayikh, the Muballigheen. Ya Allah, all those, all our Asatizai Kiram, all those people who strive and through them we have this deen, ya Allah, on our behalf, give them the best reward, ya Allah. And ya Allah, enable us to follow in their footsteps, ya Allah. Ya Allah, please, ya Allah, we beg you. And we thank you, first of all, ya Allah, we thank you. Allahumma laka alhamda wa laka shukr. All praise is for you, all gratitude. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, Alhamdulillah, ala ni'mat al-Islam, ala ni'mat al-Iman. Ya Allah, we thank you for the ni'mat of Iman, Islam. And you promise in your book, la in shakartum la azidannakum, that I will increase you. So when we thank you, Allah, now that you brought your Allah, this expectation we have with you. Allah, we're nothing, ya Allah. But ya Allah, we have great expectation with you, ya Allah. Allah, forgive us, ya Allah. Please, we beg you, ya Allah. We beg you, ya Allah. And we do shukr to you, Allah, at this moment that we have iman right now, ya Allah. And we beg you, Allah, please do not snatch away this iman. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmah. Ya muqallibal qulub, thabbit qulubana ala dinik. Allahumma inna nas'aluka imanan la yartaddu wa iman la yanfadu munafiqan nabiyyana Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, we beg that, ya Allah, please do not snatch away this iman from us, ya Allah, at the time of death. And from our progeny, our children, to come until the day of judgment. Ya Allah, day by day we hear of irtidad. We hear such ajeeb things about people turning away from Islam. And then we see your shani, istighna, ya Allah, we see that how you're bringing other people into Islam in the folds of iman and showing us and teaching us that and how they act upon the sunnah. Ya Allah, you're showing us, ya Allah. And we, ya Allah, there are many, ya Allah, day by day, as we see that there are people accepting Islam, the same way you're snatching away, ya Allah, the iman from people's heart. Ya Allah, please do not make it like that. Ya Allah, we beg you, we ask forgiveness from you, that in our life, if we look towards anybody with any haqarats, with any tahkir, and if you had, ya Allah, if you are going to test us for that, in snatch away iman, Allah, we beg you, please, now, Allah, do not do that to us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, please, do not snatch away our iman at the time of death, ya Allah, in our progeny to come, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask for all those things that the Prophet said that Muhammad SAW asked for. We seek refuge from all those things from which the Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seek refuge from. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuk Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adha minhu nabiyyuk Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-bala'u wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min al-junun wal jazam wal baras wa sayyi al-asqam. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin sallallahu ala nabiyyi wa kana alayhi wa sallam.
One more announcement, brothers and children. After Fajr tomorrow, we have a halqa mashur in Darul Iman. So 6:45 inshallah in Darul Iman for halqa number 1 is a halqa mashur inshallah.